Showdown from Rodeo by Aaron Copland, performed by Tenting here at Cadogan Hall. Next week, the BBC Singers and the Nash Ensemble, Holst Father and Daughter, and a new work by Harrison Birtwistle. Join us then. For now, from here, BBC Proms, good afternoon to you.
And that concert was presented by Petroc Trelawney. As he mentioned, he's back at Cadogan Hall this coming Monday lunchtime, just after the 1 o'clock news. BBC Radio 3, it's 3 o'clock. Well, coming up at five, Alan Shipton will be here to introduce your jazz record requests. But now we go back to Cadogan Hall in London and Clemency Burton Hill with the first of today's live proms.
And a very, very warm welcome to Cadogan Hall for the third in our Proms Saturday matinees this season. We're exploring not only the music of Benjamin Britten, but in the context of his wider circle and his contemporaries. So today we have more music from his great friend and collaborator Lennox Barclay, as well as a world premiere from one of the most important female composers of the 20th century, the South African-born Prio Rania. We're going to hear her richly textured movement for strings, as well as the first piano concerto from Dmitri Shostakovich, who was one of Britten's earliest inspirations and then went on to become a great friend as well. This afternoon, pianist Barry Douglas directs Camerata Ireland in its Proms debut, and they'll be joined by trumpeter Alison Balsam for the witty trumpet solo in the Shostakovich. You may have heard Alison's Proms artists recommends on Radio 3 Breakfast this morning, including her inspired choice of Clifford Brown and Max Roach's Joy Spring. But to get our prom underway this afternoon, we start with the music of a young Benjamin Britten. Described by the composer as a fanfare for solo piano, string quartet, and string orchestra, Young Apollo was commissioned by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and was completed in 1939, just after Britten had relocated to the States. Despite its bravura brilliance, he subsequently withdrew it, and it wasn't actually heard again until the 1979 Aldbury Festival. Based on a line from Keats's poem Hyperion, it depicts the end of the old order of gods who ruled by might and terror, and the triumph of a new order of light, youth, beauty, song, and laughter, as the young Apollo convulsively throws off his mortal form and assumes a new role. He stands before us, writes Keats, the new dazzling sun god, quivering with radiant vitality. Well, to perform Benjamin Britten's Young Apollo, here's Camerata Ireland, and to direct them from the piano, please welcome to the Cadogan Hall stage, Barry Douglas.
Thank you.
Benjamin Britten's Young Apollo, performed with tremendous verve and vigour at this prom's Saturday matinee by Camerata Island and directed from the piano by Barry Douglas. Well, we turn now to a work written around the same time as Young Apollo. Lennox Barclay was a very close friend and collaborator of Benjamin Britten's. Britten himself was a huge admirer of Barclay's economy of musical style, which he'd picked up in Paris under Nadia Boulanger. Britten and Barclay were in fact sharing a mill in Suffolk in 1938 when Barclay began working on his Serenade for Strings, which is in turns bracingly neoclassical and rather poignantly meditative. Well, to direct Camerata Island in this proms performance of Lennox Barclay's Serenade for Strings, please welcome back to the stage Barry Douglas.
Thank you.
Lennox Barclay's Serenade for Strings, performed by Camerata Ireland and conductor Barry Douglas. Well, we're looking at the music of Benjamin Britten and his wider circle today. He first met Dmitri Shostakovich in 1960 when they shared a box during the premiere of Shostakovich's first cello concerto. Shostakovich apparently witnessed Britten bobbing up and down like a schoolboy, even nudging him with happiness at the music. Despite the inevitable language barriers, the two became great friends, visiting each other in Aldborough and Russia, and later dedicating works to each other. In a 1968 interview, Shostakovich expressed his desire to see more Britons, Russian ones and English ones and German ones. When asked what attracted him to the music of Britten, he replied, "The strength and sincerity of his talent, its surface simplicity and the intensity of its emotional effect." Well, like Britten, Shostakovich was a formidable pianist, as the technical demands of all of his piano music make dazzlingly clear. Written when he was just 26, he described his first piano concerto as his attempt to fill an important gap in Soviet instrumental music, and said he wanted to convey what he saw as the spirit of the age, heroic, spirited, and joyful. In it, he quotes from Haydn and Beethoven, but the occasionally savage irony and the high spirits are unmistakably Shostakovich in all his glory. Now, I think Camerata Ireland are going to have a quick tune before we hear it. So here it is, Shostakovich's Piano Concerto No. 1 for Piano, Trumpet and String Orchestra, performed at the Proms today by Camerata Ireland, trumpeter Alison Balsam and pianist Barry Douglas.
Thank you.
Shostakovich's Piano Concerto No. 1 performed at the Proms this afternoon by Camerata Ireland, with soloists Barry Douglas on the piano and Alison Balsam on the trumpet. A staggering show of virtuosity from the both there. Now, while we move this piano here on the stage at Cadogan Hall, the leader of Camerata Ireland, Michael Darcy, has agreed to have a quick word. Michael, I'm going to get you over here, if that's all right, so we can also sort out the conductor's stand. Thank you so much. Michael, first of all, congratulations. Camerata Ireland are making their Proms debut today.
Yes, it's our first time here, and we believe the last time an Irish orchestra here was 1976 with the Irish Chamber Orchestra.
Well, it's very lovely to have you. Can you tell us more about your ensemble?
The orchestra is made up of musicians from both parts of Ireland, north and south, and we live all over the place. Some of us live in Ireland, some here in the UK, some further abroad, and we come together for these specific projects, which is very exciting.
And you're always working with Barry Douglas?
Yes, all the time.
Wonderful stuff. Well, we're about to hear a world premiere. This was actually a piece that had its planned premiere during the St. Ives Festival in June 1953 at the time of the coronation. It was thwarted for unknown reasons, so we're very happy to have it at the Proms this afternoon. Can you tell us more about what this piece is like by Priot Rainier?
It's very typically in that very specific English style of string writing. It's not really quite like anything else, but you can hear in it the influence on the style of Britten, Tippett, Barclay, I guess, in a sense, that very particular kind of colour of string writing.
She really seemed to be tapping into that sound world, didn't
absolutely,
she?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And how is it a nice responsibility to be doing a world premiere 60 years after it was supposed to be played?
It's very strange. I mean, it's really odd. It's very strange. I mean, when you play a new piece anyway, obviously you come at it with a very fresh approach, but particularly with this huge delay. But we're very happy to do it, 60 years on.
She's sadly not here in the audience because she's no longer with us, sadly. So at least you don't have the pressure of having the composer there.
That's very true.
Listening to your every move. And tell us more about the programme this afternoon. What's it been like to perform?
It's a fantastic programme. It's great to play such iconic string repertoire by people like Britten, and also to introduce something new like this piece which you're about to hear, and the Barclay Serenade, which isn't performed so often, actually.
Yeah, it was fantastic to hear that. I think we're just about ready, so I'm going to let you go back and have a little tune. Michael, thank you very much indeed. Michael Darcy, leader of Camerata Ireland. And so, for a world premiere at the Proms this afternoon, it's Priot Rainier's Movement for Strings in a new edition by Douglas Young, performed by Camerata Ireland. And please welcome back to the stage conductor Barry Douglas.
Thank you.
Barry Douglas and Camerata Island, giving the world premiere of Pryo Rainier's Movement for Strings, composed in 1951. Well, to close this afternoon's Prom Saturday matinee, we return to the music of Benjamin Britten and the work with which he really established his international reputation, the Variations on a Theme by Frank Bridge. Drafted in just 10 days when Britten was 23 and completed in 4 weeks, doesn't it just make you sick? The work is dedicated to his teacher, Frank Bridge, with whom Britten had studied at school, as a tribute with affection and admiration. The theme is taken from Bridge's second idyll for string quartet, but reveling in its European influences, we can also hear nods to Prokofiev, Shostakovich, Rossini, Ravel, and of course Britten's great influence, Gustav Mahler. It's a technical and imaginative tour de force from a young composer which points assertively to the genius that was to come. Well, to perform Britten's Variations on a Theme by Frank Bridge here at Cadogan Hall in Britten's centenary year, it's Camerata Island, and please welcome back conductor Barry Douglas.
Thank you. Thank you.
Britain's variations on a theme by Frank Bridge, performed by Camerata Island and conductor Barry Douglas. Camerata Island making its proms debut this afternoon, and what a memorable one it's been. Barry Douglas returning to the stage now, bringing the orchestra to its feet. And here he comes again, Barry Douglas, returning to the stage at Cadogan Hall. Looks like they're going to give him an encore. Encore, that was the Italian aria from the Variations on a Theme by Frank Bridge by Benjamin Britten, performed at the Proms by Camerata Island and conductor Barry Douglas. Well, that's it from the Saturday matinees this afternoon with me, Clemency Burton Hill. I'll be back tonight on Radio 3, home of the Proms, as we introduce a whole new flavour to the season with the first ever Urban Classic Prom. That's presenting music from the British urban scene in a symphonic remix from Jules Buckley and the BBC Symphony Orchestra. And I'll be back here at Cadogan Hall in a fortnight's time for the next of these Proms Saturday matinees, exploring the music of Benjamin Britten, his contemporaries and his influences, featuring the English Chamber Orchestra and a former BBC New Generation artist, tenor Ben Johnson, in music from Purcell, Lithoslawski and Britten. I hope you'll be able to join me then. Meanwhile, it's back to Broadcasting House and my colleague Jonathan Swain.
Clemency, thank you very much. Well, in 25 minutes at 5 o'clock, Alan Shipton will be here with more of your jazz record requests. And for the moment, the music of Englishman Richard Rodney Bennett, who died on Christmas Eve last year. And he was a composer given to crossing the musical tracks, equally at home in the symphony, the avant-garde, opera, jazz, music for children, films and the cabaret. One of Bennett's teachers at the Royal Academy of Music was Lennox Barclay, whose serenade you may have heard earlier on in this afternoon's prom. Well, this is Richard Rodney Bennett's Serenades in the Plural, written five or so years ago, and it's a setting of five poems by the great 15th century poet John Skelton, a clergyman who, among other things, was tutor to the young Henry VIII. And if that suggests a figure who was a respectable member of the Tudor establishment, Skelton was anything but very quick to use his pen in scurrilous and satirical verse to attack those he felt were worthy of criticism, not least the clergy. He fell out with Cardinal Wolsey in a big way and was jailed for his pains. But the poems Richard Rodney Bennett sets for his serenades show Skelton in affectionate rather than sardonic mood. They portray five Tudor women, perhaps ladies at court, and their portraits, which are by turns gentle, tender, amused and loving. Mistress Margaret, Mistress Marjorie, Mistress Anne, the unnamed My Darling Dear, and finally Mistress Isabel. Paul Brough conducts the BBC Singers.
My Margaret, as in summer flower,
portrait of Mistress Isabel, ending Serenades, settings by Richard Rodney Bennett from a few years ago, of five 15th century poems by John Skelton. The BBC singers there conducted by Paul Brough. Well, Jazz Record Requests is here on Radio 3 in just over 10 minutes' time. Until then, Stravinsky and jazz. Playing games with rhythm was an early and lifelong Stravinsky obsession, so in a sense, his music and jazz were never that far apart. Syncopation, that business of hitting you with accentuations other than those on the beat, is a Stravinsky hallmark as well as a jazz one. Stravinsky dabbled in jazz around the end of the First World War, and then when a number of other so-called serious composers jumped on the jazz bandwagon, he backed off. This Ebony Concerto was his return to it in 1945. Aptly enough, it was the year he became an American citizen. Ebony stick is jazz speak for the clarinet, but Stravinsky also meant ebony to refer to the colour of black Americans who'd invented jazz in the first place. The solo clarinetist here is Dmitri Ashkenazy, with his father Vladimir Ashkenazy, conducting the members of the Deutsches Symphonieorchester Berlin.
Thank you.
one of the many shades of Stravinsky cool, perhaps the coolest of them, his Ebony Concerto with solo clarinetist Dmitri Ashkenazy and his father Vladimir Ashkenazy conducting members of the Deutsches Symphonieorchester Berlin.
It's about sharing the music that we both love and putting them together.
There really has never been a gig like this, I think, because there'll be fans of both sorts of music, from classical music to some of the artists we play on Six Music, and I think we're all in for a surprise. I'm Steve Lamacq.
And I'm Tom Service.
We may come from different ends of the radio dial, but Radio 3 and Radio 6 Music share a common passion, music.
Join us live on both stations for the Six Music Prom. We'll have live music from the Stranglers, Laura Marling and Keris Matthews, all performing with the London Sinfonietta.
Six Music and Radio 3 present the Six Music Prom.
Monday night on BBC Radio 3 at 10:15.
One minute past five this Saturday afternoon, and now on Radio 3, this week's Jazz Record Requests. Here's Alan Shipton.
Good afternoon. Music today from France, South Africa and pre-war Cambridge, plus vocals from Peggy Lee and Mel Torme. But first, Neil Crawford wrote to say that his very significant other, Jan Merton, had a very big birthday last weekend. To mark the occasion, he'd like me to play Charlie Barnett's Skyliner, which was recorded in Los Angeles on the 3rd of August 1944, the very day she was born. It's also for Marjorie Crawford, Neil's mother, whose 92nd birthday was on Sunday. He's sure she'll remember dancing to it during the war years. Charlie Barnett's August 1944 recording of Skyliner. Another big band swing piece from the same era now, but from a rather unexpected place, occupied Paris. Bob Thornton in Edinburgh says, please play Faribault by Alex Combell and his band. It really swings, especially Alex's first tenor solo, and it's great to do Balboa swing dancing to. When Alex was leading this band in early 1940s France, the Nazis abhorred jazz and swing, so musicians changed the names of the songs, which might upset the occupiers, to something less likely to cause offence. Hence, Faribault, which means nonsense or poppycock, for what was originally Jeep Jockey Jump. Tenor saxophonist Alex Combell and his orchestra defying the Nazi occupation of Paris in 1942 with Faribault, and full personnel is on the Radio 3 website. And we stay with French jazz for the next track. Jeff Adams of Wallasey emailed jazz.record.requests@bbc.co.uk to say, we often hear Bunny Berrigan's version of I Can't Get Started on JRR, but there are many other fine recordings, including a poignant duet by Stefan Grappelli and Barney Kessel, which not only illustrates Stefan's mastery of the modern rather than the swing idiom, but also Barney's incomparable skill as an accompanist. I'm sure listeners would enjoy this beautiful track, which I'm requesting for Graham McLean, who's about to have a serious operation. Thank you. I Can't Get Started, Stefan Grappelli and Barney Kessel in 1970. Mark Porter of Berkshire wrote in to say, hearing the John Dankworth track on July the 20th reminded me that I went to the same schools as John, so I dedicate my request to all alumni of Selwyn Avenue Junior School in Hyams Park and Manu Grammar School in Walthamstow. My request is Hours After by Sun Ra from the album Jazz in Silhouette. I saw Sun Ra at the South Bank around 1970, an amazing sonic and visual performance.